Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet streaming line on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Or don't forget to check us out on the web, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And let's say the pledge and get rolling here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I want to give a special shout-out to Kathy in San Antonio listening to us, and thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate your loyalty and listening to us out there in San Antonio. Appreciate it very much. Now, the big story of the night may not be the Democratic National Committee's debate with all the, with the six candidates. The big story may be all eyes are on Bernie because Elizabeth Warren tore into him again, talking about, well, you know, you said that women couldn't win, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And Bernie's saying, no, I did not say that. And it appears that Pocahontas is up to her old stuff again, trying to insert herself into the news because she's going nowhere quickly. Because even her comments were directed not just at Bernie, but to the other people on stage. And she made a comment a couple times about how the staffers that were there working for some of the male folks that were up there, they were mostly men, they weren't women, and the only people that hadn't been defeated before up on the stage were the women, not the men. I mean, she kind of really laid it on real thick, and she was referring to herself, Amy Klobuchar, and Tulsi Gabbard. So she's trying to be relevant, but I'm telling you, she doesn't have a rat's chance in hell of being the nominee of the Democratic Party. And if she was, I don't know how on earth she could get it other than by cheating, because it's just not going to happen. She doesn't have the support. She's not getting the money, and her message is just not resonating. Her message is just not getting across. There's too much free stuff going on. Now, let me just point something out here. Because the Trump campaign and Tim Murtaugh, the 2020 Trump communications director of the campaign, said, and I quote, based on their performance on stage, the six Democratic candidates demonstrated that not one of them deserves to win the Iowa caucuses in less than 3 weeks. They will tank the economy, ruin health care, raise taxes, and fail to adequately defend the United States of America. President Trump would dominate any of them in November. Well, I don't argue with that. And let's just take a look at one thing that Tim is talking about, Mr. Murtaugh is talking about. The Democrats want to take away private health insurance plans from nearly 200 million Americans. And the fact is, while the president is reducing health care costs, Democrats want to take away private health insurance plans from nearly 200 million Americans. And for the second year in a row, benchmark premiums for Obamacare plans are falling. And the cost of prescription drugs in the United States have declined over a year-after-year basis for 9 of the past 13 months, with one exception. The last time drug prices went down over a 12-month period was in 1973. President Trump is also taking executive action with historic price transparency requirements to increase competition and lower the health costs. And that's all a good thing. Stuff that you should be hearing about in the mainstream media, but you're not. And here's what you should be hearing. Bernie Sanders, Medicare for All, that bill, co-sponsored by Elizabeth Warren, would explicitly outlaw private health insurance plans, taking away the plans of nearly 200 million Americans. Now, Medicare for All would cost at least $32 trillion over 10 years, requiring tax increases on middle-class Americans. And Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg's plans for a public option are specifically designed to kill private health care plans. Think about it. Think about it. And unlike the Democrats, who can't seem to admit that taking out a top terrorist is a good thing, Bernie Sanders opposed taking terrorist Soleimani off the battlefield, even though he was responsible for killing Americans and was plotting more attacks. Elizabeth Warren repeatedly dodged questions about whether or not Soleimani was a terrorist and bizarrely suggested President Trump only wanted to eliminate Soleimani to distract from impeachment. Gee, funny thing there, because that's what Bill Clinton did when he aimed at those milk plants or whatever the heck it was in Iraq and didn't hit anything or anybody. And Mayor Pete blamed the president for the Iranian government shooting down a passenger plane. Does it get stupider? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Coming back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number to call here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back right after this break.
Welcome to the Captain's America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
$150 Rolex service. Visit their new location, half a mile south of Trader Joe's in Sarasota, and at sarasotawatch.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station down here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Special shout out to some folks tonight. A new listener chimed in from Grand Junction, Colorado, Brett. And hello, Brett. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for telling me that you're listening. We appreciate that. And don't be afraid to chime in. You know how to do it now. And also, Mel up there in Saratoga Springs chimed in. And good morning, Mel. Just saw your message. And, all right. I don't know where that's coming from. I'll have to find that out in a minute here. But anyway, it is what it is. And with everything that's going on here, we have a lot of different things in the mix, because I will tell you that, there we go. See if that works. Alrighty, I got a noise in the background. I got to figure out where it's coming from and then get rid of it. Alright, well, anyway, here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we got a lot of different things going on here, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends who are located over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an outfit that definitely will help you if you're in pain. And any type of pain, nagging pain, whatever the pain might happen to be, it's all good, because Relief Factor will do what needs to be done. And I will tell you that it works for me. I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months now, and it definitely works for me. And I have been telling people about it, and people have been doing what they need to do, this, that, and the other, and everything's been working really good for everybody. I'm trying to figure out where the heck that noise is, but anyway, I'll have to figure that out in a minute. So, it is what it is. That's coming from something, but I have to figure out what it is here in a minute. All right, and don't forget that right here when you tune into the program and you say what you have to say and we hear what we have to hear, that we have different things with which we operate from here. And by the way, I'm my own little guy here at night. there's nobody else here but me running the board. So again, as I said, not knowing exactly what's going on, we try to get different things taken care of, and I got to figure out where this is coming from because I don't know where the noise is. And I will get rid of that in a minute because, again, that's weird. All righty. Well, anyway, if you want to give a call to the show, we can do that at 877-969-8600. But with what's transpiring right now, you know, Ted Cruz came out and said that acquittal is a much better, there we go, acquittal is a much better resource than just trying to dismiss the charges against our president when it comes to the impeachment trial. Now, that means it's going to go to a trial. And, of course, the Democrats are looking for bragging rights here. We get that. We all understand that. Now, when we talk about the bragging rights that they're looking like, Nancy's going to go, well, we impeached him. He's going to have that on his record forever. Not necessarily, because he's not impeached and hasn't been convicted of said charge if the Senate acquits him. So we still have points in which... All right. I wonder where that's coming from. All right. Well, we'll have to figure that out in a minute here because something's going on here and I can't quite figure out where it's coming from, although I just heard it again. But anyway, we'll get this worked out in a minute somehow because we got some audio coming in from somewhere. Now, the other thing is Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, and what's happened there. We don't really know what's going to happen there with his trial. His trial is definitely going to charges may be dismissed because he's going to be doing that today. And his charges are going to be, he's going to plead innocent, try to get the charges dropped, if you will, and withdraw his plea. And all of that is really going to be good, I would say. All right. Again, I don't know where that's coming from. I'm trying to figure that out. Well, I got rid of it a minute ago. Let's see if I can get rid of it again. All right. The thing of it is, folks, here on the program, when we talk at night and we let you know what's going on, one of the other things we try to do is let you know what the polls are telling us. And the economy continues to wow the country with Rasmussen Reports Economic Index hitting 147.8 in January, up 3.5 points from last month and smashing through the five-year high. Also, we've got... last month it set a record, and this month it set another record. Things are going really, really, really good, and that's all I can say. And with the economy doing what it's doing, 41% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. Also, the daily job approval for the president is really pretty good. Because it's up to 48% his daily job approval. Now, that's very good considering everything that's going on here because a lot of people will try to get you to believe that that's not the case. Now, with everything else that we have transpiring here, that's pretty doggone good for a president with an economy that's just steaming along at high speed, right? At least so I think it is. And some people might equate that into something different. But what I'm about to do here is I've got something that I've saved on a cart, and I want to just give you a little bit of it here while I go searching here for a second. But I'll get to that. And a lot of conversation coming out of the Congress right now, out of the House and out of the Senate. And here is part of the discussion that we hear. Here is part of the discussion that we hear. And again, Bernie, okay, this is this Project Veritas.
On at gulags, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, gulags were a lot better than like what like the CIA has told us that they were. Like, people were actually paid a living wage in gulags. They had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were actually meant for like re-education. Greatest way to break a billionaire of their like privilege and their idea that they're superior. Go out and break rocks and throw them over today. You're now a working class person, and you're going to learn what that means.
Now, that's Project Veritas, and that's what they had to say about all this that's going on. Now, Kevin McCarthy also chimed in and said something.
Look, I leave it up to the president. The unfortunate part is the speaker controls the invitation of when it comes. We've watched the speaker play politics with it before. We know how weak this impeachment is. I think the president is above it all. If the president decides to come during that time, rightfully so. Every time the president has given a State of the Union, I think it's been overwhelmingly uplifting to this nation. The guests that he brings, the accomplishments that we have been able to achieve together. I would have hoped that had the speaker actually moved the documents when she said she would, this would not even be in question.
Now, that's Kevin McCarthy, and that's what he had to say. And then, of course, you got this Democrat, this Representative Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries. I think he's going to be one of the people representing the Congress and the House.
We, of course, had a discussion that was led by Speaker Pelosi, along with Chairman Nadler and Chairman Schiff, about the next steps in the impeachment proceeding. The Speaker indicated, with the full consent of the caucus, that those articles of impeachment, one, abuse of power, two, obstruction of Congress, will be transmitted to the Senate at some point tomorrow. The Speaker indicated that at some point between the moment that we are in right now and the resolution being debated on the floor, that individual impeachment managers will be named. We are going to keep the focus on the stunning, corrupt abuse of power engaged in by Donald Trump, who pressured a foreign government to target an American citizen for political gain, and at the same time withheld without justification $391 million in military aid to a vulnerable Ukraine as part of a geopolitical shakedown scheme.
Now, we've heard this before, and we've heard it a lot, and there just isn't any proof to this. And this is they're just throwing stuff out there to see what's going to stick. And speaking of sticking, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast coast to coast, border to border, and all around the world at the speed of the Internet. And hello to Germany. Hello to Maria. Hello to Major Mech. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Iowa, six Democratic White House hopefuls are taking the stage for another debate. The candidates were asked how they would handle health care, and about the high cost of prescription medication. Senator Bernie Sanders.
We are finally going to have to stand up to the healthcare industry and end hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and profiteering.
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Let's let the contracts out, put the contracts out, so that we can put more generic drugs out there and drive down those prices. This is a way to make markets work.
Democratic activist Tom Steyer.
Between what Senator Warren and Senator Sanders said, it's clear. There are two problems. We're spending way too much because corporations own the system, and we're not negotiating against those corporations.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Barry joins me to discuss what the secretary had to say all on the next Hugh Hewitt Show.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, in 14 short months, will put you to work as a certified aviation maintenance technician, a job that will pay you a minimum of $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and you can make a lot more. And here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you about National Aviation Academy and their two locations. First of all, their first location is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Their second one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area where I broadcast from. And in just 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a safe and secure job because you will not be wanting for work once you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, while you might change companies from one airline to another, you will certainly have work
in your resume for many, many years to come, because that's what they do. That's what they do. They give you jobs and jobs and more jobs. So think about that. And the fact of the matter is, the website naa.edu is where you can go. And also, after you do that, if you want to give them a call at 800-659-2080, schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of their locations. Schedule a tour. 800-659-2080. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will definitely open the door wide open for you. And good morning, LJ. How you doing? Now, we have found out that President Trump authorized the killing of Iranian General Soleimani 7 months ago. If Iran's increased aggression resulted in the death of an American, according to five current and former senior administration officials. Obviously, we had an American die, American contractor. We had American soldiers get wounded. And that was the threshold that was crossed, and then they went after Soleimani and killed him shortly thereafter. Now, this Soleimani was a really, really bad guy. Really bad guy. And, you know, you have to understand that since 1979, he was as ruthless as they come for the things that he did in his own country and other places when the Iran Quds Force started expanding into other regions. Now, we also now know that roughly 2,500 Marines of the 27th Marine Expeditionary Unit have entered the Red Sea, joining thousands of other U.S. troops sent into the region amongst high tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Now, Navy officials confirmed that yesterday. And we're also hearing that the president expects within the next year or two to have 400 to 500 miles of the wall finished. They've finished 100 miles so far. The court, the Fifth Circuit Court, just released the hold that was on the $7.2 billion that was there coming from some of the defense expenditures the President Trump had taken to use for the wall. And not sure how much that's going to make or how much that's going to build, but the goal is 400 to 500 miles of wall within the next year or two. And we'll see if they can do it. And as long as they get tied down in court, they should be able to. Now, federal officials have just a few weeks ago, or in just a few weeks left, to decide whether to go along with the court ruling giving thousands of veterans an extra year of college tuition benefits or appeal the order in hopes of reversing the potential billions of dollars in new payouts because of the post 9/11 and Montgomery GI Bill education benefits that Congress had decided to go ahead and allow. Because in some cases, if you haven't used it after so many years, it's not there to be used. So that's what's going on there. Now, in a push to grow the U.S. Navy by about 20%, it was given a new lease on life, politically speaking, with a renewed push from the White House and Acting Secretary of the Navy. But the fundamental issue still applies. The Navy can't tack on a significant number of extra ships without more funding. And as it stands right now, they're not going to get any more funding than what they've got. So what they're trying to do is retire some ships to build others. And this is why there's another big push going on, as we've told you before, for submarines, which is the other avenue that they're going. By the way, the U.S. commanders at the Iraqi military base, Al-Assad base, targeted by Iranian missiles, said that they now believe the attack was intended to kill American personnel, an act that could have pushed the two powers to war, Iran and U.S. because we saw the destruction there. There was no doubt in my mind when I saw it that had there been people there, that they would have been injured or killed. There was no doubt in my mind at all based on the damage I saw there. Now, since taking over for the fired Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, in November, the acting Secretary, Thomas Modley, has made it clear he's not going to just keep the seat warm. He is out there trying to convince lawmakers that they need a significant investment in ships, and especially unmanned ships the size of the offshore patrol vessels, which would result in some kind of victory for the Navy. And that's probably where they're going to go to begin with. Unmanned offshore drone vessels, if you will, out there patrolling the coastlines, operated by the same way they fly the drones around in the around the countryside and whatnot. So there you go. Also, a House bill would require the Pentagon to work with states and communities to clean up contamination from chemicals used in military firefighting foam, which passed the House last week, a move that lawmakers and advocates say will help eliminate the toxic substances from drinking water supplies nationwide. And that's long overdue, too. That's also long overdue. And an Army advisor, one of the Army's Advisory Security Force Assistance Brigades, will be headed to the Pacific for the first time as the Pentagon once again tries to draw back from the Middle East and confront China and Russia, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said. In addition, on a tight timeline, but with additional funding, the U.S. Army is attempting to field a new long-range assault aircraft by 2030. And we'll see what happens there. And the U.S. Army recently also tested a system that helps defenders wipe the skies of just unfriendly aerial robots, because when both sides have drones, how do you know which ones to kill? Well, they're developing what's called a smart drone, so they know which drone to take down that's a bad drone. By the way, the Royal Australian Navy has delivered 800 gallons of ale, a.k.a. beer, to a fire-ravaged town in a Hall of Fame beer run. Now, nearly 3,000 firefighters have been dispatched to combat Australia's growing inferno that first ignited back in September 2019. And in many areas, they've been without the famous Aussie beer. So now they're going to get beer to help them when they need something cold to drink. I just hope they stay sober when they're on the fire line. Now, under a new rule that takes effect January 20th, airmen in the Air Force who are current on their fitness assessments may attempt up to 3 of the new mock fitness tests, which will count as a real thing as if the airman passed the test. So how about that, Air Force? Get going on that one. All right, well, we're coming back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways again, so don't go anywhere. I will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of things going on. Going to take a look at the roads again, and some things may have changed again, depending on where you're at. Some fog out on the highways and byways, especially along the Gulf here. Be careful. I'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Oh, my God, put that on Trump.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer and TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
you a little CCR, bringing you in this time on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center, closest to you and your Flying J out there, too. And by the way, another shout-out to Brett out there in Grand Junction, Colorado, and also to our fans listening to us in Denver on AM 710, The Answer, KNUS. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody's doing well there. Looks like, Brett, you got a little bit of wind out there in Grand Junction, Colorado, because west of Denver tonight, up in the mountains and over there towards the eastern side of Utah, into the mountains over there, you've got wind warnings along through there, and looks like as if that's what the problem is at the moment. If anybody has a problem, it would be a little bit of gusty winds. And down in New Mexico, this is kind of unusual, the whole state of New Mexico has got wind warnings posted for it, all the way from the north to the south, all the way down to the Mexican border. Alrighty. And the bad weather is out to the west. Now, let me go to the west, because another strong Pacific storm is bringing additional rain and heavy mountain snow, along with strong winds to the west, today and tomorrow. And out there as well, you've got a winter storm warning in California for all of Northern California, Redding, I-5, all the way down towards the Napa Valley, it looks like here, I-5 down there, and then I-80 across over towards Donner, Lake Tahoe, and towards Reno. You got some high winds in the mix there out east of Reno. Got some general snow in the mix south of Reno. And then the mountains on the California side, right there along the Nevada-California line, all the way down towards the high desert of California, you got a winter storm warning tonight for several inches, possibly as much as a foot of snow. The higher the elevation, the more the snow. Also, west of Seattle, winter storm warning there for several inches of snow. Could be up to 8-10 inches of snow coming in on the Bremerton side there. And Snoqualmie going up over east out of Seattle tonight. It looks like as if there's snow up there. And the higher you go, again, the more snow you're going to see. You've got snow out to the east in the mountainous areas, I-90 out there over towards the Idaho line, and then it breaks up for a little bit until you get over into Montana. And 4th of July snowing up there tonight. Cold temperatures along I-90 and I-94. Now, there is some rain, which because of the temperature, could be freezing rain and or sleet in the southern part of Montana, right there where 90 and 94 split, and 94 goes to the south and or to the north, and 90 goes to the north and 94 goes to the south. Now, on over in North Dakota, let's go over there right now. Not only do you have colder temperatures over there, but you've got a general snow coming down from about Bismarck over to Fargo, and then that line continues straight across to Minneapolis-St. Paul, and the snow continues right over into Wisconsin, and then the snow breaks, and down below it, the southern part, southern southwestern corner and bottom part of Wisconsin tonight, you got a general snow there, as well as in northern Illinois, to include Chicago, and most of Iowa tonight is snowing there, and southeastern Nebraska snowing there, central Nebraska and central Kansas tonight, fog. Patchy, dense fog. Now, you've also got fog and rain in the central part of Illinois and most of Indiana and most of Ohio tonight, along with fog. So it's going to be kind of droopy going across I-70 and parts of I-80 and I-90, I-64, too. There's some fog, it looks like, right now in the mountains of Kentucky, Charleston area in particular. Got some fog in West Virginia tonight, and the mountains of Maryland, so be careful there coming across I-70 and I-64. Some winds along the area there. Now, you got more snow that kicked in since last hour. This always happens. More snow's kicked in upstate New York, and it's snowing now in most of Maine, and also snowing in the northeastern part of New Hampshire, northern part of Vermont, and the Adirondack section north of Lake George up to the Canadian border, the Quebec line there. Now, down below, in I-10 land and all of South Georgia, you've got areas of dense patchy fog. And that fog continues all the way across I-10 tonight, all the way over to Houston and then on down towards the border, down towards Brownsville. There is some fog in the Dallas Metroplex area tonight. There is some fog as well as some rain going up I-30 towards Arkansas, and then, of course, across I-40 and I-55 around Memphis. Some fog and some rain. You'll run out of it. So Catwoman and Road Dog, looks like you will be running out of it here shortly when you get up there the other side of North Arkansas. You should be out of it, and it should clear up for you then. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Fine J, closest to you. And wherever it's at, stop on in there. Tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the third watch, and buy one of those little mugs if you can, because if you do, you buy those little travel mugs they got, guess what? They charge you a refill when you come in there, even if it's soda. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of things that are going on here, and I think maybe where I'm going to start is Iran is suing the United States in the Iranian courts for damages, money, I don't know what it is, over the killing of Soleimani. What's this all about?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it.
All right. Well, it just came out here a little while ago, and I thought you might have seen it because it's so ridiculous. It's when you see it, it's going to catch your eyes. But anyway, they're suing under Iranian law to try to get monetary damages against the United States, and what that's going to do, I have no idea. So we'll go from there. Now, the other thing is there's a an element going on right now amongst the United States judicial system, if you will. We've got General Michael Flynn, who last night filed paperwork to take back his guilty plea.
Because of the behaviors of the government on key pieces of his case, sentencing recommendations and several other things, including evidence. The behaviors of government have been obviously pretty bad, as they are enumerated in the filing.
Do you know who Greg Jarrett is?
Sure I do.
Greg Jarrett last night on Fox said that because there are two FBI agents who have signed sworn affidavits both saying that they believe that General Flynn told the truth, that that's all the judge needs to just drop the case.
Well, but this was already presented in previous filings, and the judge is kind of just dismissed them all. And so as a consequence, this particular filing now is taking it another step.
Mm-hmm.
And one, they're asking to delay the sentencing again mm-hmm. for 30 days mm-hmm. and this time to change the plea.
Hmm. All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, Senator Cruz chimed in, and Hogan Gidley chimed in yesterday, and Mitch McConnell also chimed in. We're going to combine all that together and talk a little bit about the impeachment proceedings and what may or may not happen. They believe that an acquittal is much better than a dismissal, whatever that means. And we'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.